Welcome to Craft Your Confidence, the podcast for dreamers and doers on a mission to connect the dots from creativity, intuition, and passion to craft a life by design. I'm Karagat Warner, certified life coach, and I've been on this wild ride called an online business for the last handful of years. It isn't always easy, and I've made a bunch of mistakes, but I've learned that the only way to create confidence is to trust and love up on yourself and connect with your own beautiful advisor, your inner wisdom. And I want you to know, I work on this every day. And in this podcast, I'll show you how to do this too and discover that you're just one thought away from stepping into your greatness and unapologetically unfurling your peacock feathers. Okay, let's get started. Hello there, and welcome to today's episode. Oh my goodness, we are already into episode three. Can you believe that? I hope you've been enjoying this little series so far, because we're just going to keep on trucking, okay? So I just want to do a little quick recap. So these first few episodes of the podcast are a primer showing you this fabulous tool that I use with my clients, and it's called Thought Work. And I'm giving you this three-part series, and today we're going to be talking about the second, you know, part two of three. And this series is teaching you how to open the door to awareness. Awareness on emotions, about your emotions, I should say. Emotions that we all have as humans. Okay. So if you have these feelings that I'm going to talk about, these feelings of stress, self-doubt, maybe anxiety, overwhelm, that's a big one, right? And all so many other emotions, right, that we might consider negative, indulgent. These are normal. We all have them. Doesn't matter how successful you are. It doesn't matter, you know, if someone's telling you that you're flawed or you think you're flawed, you're not. Totally normal. I have them, you have them, we have them. All the people have them. Right? All the peoples. And I want to share this amazing tool with you because you do have a choice, right? Because a lot of the times we might think, it's just how it is, you know? This is life. These, you know, feelings just happen. Thoughts, things just happen in the world. And that's just how it is, you know? And I just want you to know that you do have a choice, right? And the fact that you're here sitting with me right now, you've got this, you know, maybe you've got your earbuds on, your AirPods on, whatever. The fact that you're listening means that you want to understand why you feel the way you feel, right? And that you want to do something about it. You intuitively know that you do have a choice, that you're not a victim. You don't have to be a victim. And maybe you feel like a victim right now because you don't know, right? How the heck do you know to get to the root of something if you don't have the tools to do it, right? And once you understand what the tool is, the tools, these five components that I'm teaching you, then you have a method, right? And then you'll see very clearly that things don't just happen, and that it's not, you don't have to think, oh, well, that's life, right? And I just want to make it clear that what I'm teaching you is not a way to avoid, please understand that, to avoid emotions or make them go away or make things pretty. It's really truly about understanding them, gaining awareness, which will actually help you to make them less overwhelming and less scary. Because we have emotions. We are humans that have experiences that are, you know, not warm and fuzzy all the time. In fact, most of the time they're not warm and fuzzy. But if we gain awareness and we see they're not as scary, we can diffuse them. They're not so scary at all. We're like, oh, this is what's happening in my brain. And I get to be in charge of that. And so when we gain awareness, this is the only method to transcend your struggle. The only way to transcend something is to actually understand it and to actually live it. So we have to live through these feelings and these thoughts. And like, this is part of the human experience. But the way to transcend, right, is to experience them and to really look at them in the mirror of awareness. Okay? So that's what we're going to be diving into. We're going to keep going with this journey today. Okay, so it's through these tools, which I like to call, like, it's literally like a puzzle in my mind, like a diagram, because it's amazing. Because being a strategic thinker, I'm very strategic. I like to see all the big, you know, all the puzzles, you know, the aerial view. And I think I get that from my life as a magazine editor. Like, I loved the big picture thinking, the conceptualness of things, right? So it's like a puzzle. And this is why this tool really appealed to me and why I decided to really learn it, master it, get certified in it as a, you know, as a life coach, and add it to my toolbox of coaching expertise. So it's literally like seeing a diagram of your thoughts, your emotions, how you show up, you know, the actions that you create, and then what you manifest, which are the results, right? The effect. And it's when we understand how to use this powerful tool, that's when we're able to truly drive that bus in our life, right? So last week I showed you the difference between facts and the thoughts that we have about the facts in the world, and how to understand that this is where our struggle, right? Our challenge, our problems begin. And it's how we think about these facts in the world, these static things, these circumstances, right? These are things, remember, these are things we cannot change. They exist outside of us, right? And we have a thought about these things, right? And it's not the facts themselves that cause us to feel a certain way. So if you go back, if you didn't listen to the last episode, please go back now. So it's episode 2 of the Craft Your Confidence podcast. You'll see on the show notes or in your player, it says CYC02. Okay. So go back now and listen to part 1. So episode number 2 is part 1 of this series before moving on. Because, you know, really, this 3-part series is the framework for everything going forward in this podcast. And I want you to be thinking about this podcast literally as your education, your new education as someone who has awareness, someone who's educated on this thing called thought work, okay? And you will be able to teach and actually coach yourself. I will teach you this and you can coach yourself. Okay. So if you go back and listen, this will all make sense, right? So I really would really urge you to do that first and then come back. Okay. All right. So before we dig in, I started digging in a little bit, but I want to just let you know about something really cool. I'm doing a 3-day challenge. It's totally for free. It's coming up in January, because January is the time when we're planning our goals, we're setting those, you know, we wanted to, you know, set those resolutions, put those resolutions in place. So I'm doing a 3-day challenge. It's called Craft Your Confidence in 2021. It's coming January. The dates are rough right now, but I'm looking at my little whiteboard, the 19th through the 21st. So keep that in your back pocket. I know that you want to reach your goals and really dial in your confidence, your self-reliance, right? Empower yourself, your intuition, all those things, and the clarity to reach your goals. And so this challenge is designed to do exactly that. So what I'm going to be doing is guiding you step by step with daily live videos through the steps to become the confident person you're meant to be, right? I want you to leave, you know, walk away from this challenge with unfurled peacock feathers, right? I want you to unfurl those colorful feathers in 2021. So to sign up for this challenge and join, I want you to join me in the Craft Your Confidence Collective, which is a Facebook group community for dreamers and doers just like you. Okay. So I want you to go on over to karagotwarner.com/challenge to sign up for the free challenge now. All right. So save that spot. It's coming up in January. And when you sign up, you'll also get an invite in your first email to join me in the Facebook, this free Facebook community where all the excitement is happening. Okay. So I can't wait to see you inside. Okay, so let's pick up on this five-step process. So last week I started with part one. So we looked at circumstances and thoughts, right? So I called them the challenge and the solution, right? And so today I'm going to review that process a little bit. And then what we're going to do is I'm going to just put a highlighter over the third and fourth piece of this five-step thought work process of this puzzle, right? And so we're going to be talking about how we feel, right? And how this drives the bus to how we show up in the world, which are our actions. This is how we become that verb. I always like to say, this is how we were the verb in our life, right? So this five-step process is how we get to the root of every problem in our life and how they arise and why we struggle. Okay. So let's review these five components. And again, go back and listen to episode two, which is the last episode, so that you can understand these five components. Okay. So I'm just going to do a really quick review this time. This is just so that you can have sort of like a little, put a little pin in this while we go through this, for this episode. So the first part of this framework is circumstances, right? So these are the things that are facts in the world. They're like the weather. They're like the time, because, you know, we all have 24 of them, right, of time. Things people say, and these are things that we can't control. They just exist outside of ourselves. And I always want to say, like, if you think about your life, what people say, how they act, you know, the email they send, the things they do in the world, things, the way that they annoy us, right? The things that they do that we don't like. This is a big, big, big thing. And I want to stress that, because we look at those as things that we want to control. And those are our circumstances. They are facts. They are static, meaning they cannot change. But we go about trying to. And that's where we struggle, okay? So that leads me to the next part of this five-piece puzzle. Then we have our thoughts. And these thoughts are the things that we think about the circumstances, about facts, about the things that we can't control, about the people in our lives and what they say and do. We have thoughts about those. We can get really angry, and we can get really frustrated. And it's not always about the people, but it's about the time and not having enough, right? So I talked about that in the last episode, because that's a big one. Even something as simple as the weather, being annoyed that it's a cloudy day. We can't change that. We can't change it, right? I know. I am so, like, it's amazing, because I have my own coach and I work through these things, and she reminds me, she'll say, you know, that's a thought, right? And I'm just like, right? Mind blown every time, because we can't see it ourselves when we're in it. That's why a coach is amazing for that. It's, you know, when we are shown that our thoughts, that we're trying to, you know, that we have thoughts about these things that we're trying to change. So it's amazing. We really can, like, shift the way we do things. We can just shift our thoughts. Okay. So circumstances, facts in the world, things we can't change, thoughts, sentences. These are like things in our mind, sentences in our mind, as my coach says. These are things that we create based on the facts in the world. And then the third piece of it, which is what we're going to be talking about today, the third and fourth piece. The third is feelings. These are like these things that bubble up in our body. We feel emotion. We feel tingling on the back of the neck. We feel tense in our chest. We feel gurgling in our bellies. That's a big one for me, like gastrointestinal. Just sorry for the, you know, TMI, but it's true, right? Maybe for you too, but I get it in my belly. And so these are things that can start like, in, they can feel like sensations, but they're vibrations in the body. And these feelings are, you know, these are our emotion, these emotions, they're triggered. This is important here. They're triggered by our thoughts, not the circumstance. Again, so knowing that our thoughts are what we have thoughts about circumstances and things that exist in the world. And then we have feelings that are triggered by those thoughts. Again, they're not about the circumstance. And we always end up going back to that. She said this and it made me feel upset and mad and frustrated, but it's not. You're frustrated because of the thought that you had about what she said. Next, the fourth part of this puzzle are our actions. This is how we show up in the world. Our feelings drive that bus. Our feelings trigger us or cause us to show up in the world, right? So it's either how we show up or how we do not show up in the world. And this is based on how we feel. So if we have feelings, you know, scarcity feelings, we have overwhelm, it's going to cause us to show up from that level of feeling, right? And then finally, the fifth piece of this puzzle, our results. This is the effect of how we show up. And we're going to talk more about this next week because this is manifesting. This is a big one. And we all want to manifest positivity, right? Confidence. And so what I'm going to show you next week is how to work from the results that you want in your life. And we go backwards through the puzzle pieces. Okay? Okay, so let's dive into this part two in this three-part series. Emotions drive the bus. So in part one, remember that we looked at the difference between circumstances and thoughts. So circumstances versus thoughts, right? So that we can understand why we feel the way we feel. Again, remembering that I just you know, explained that we have thoughts about the circumstances in our life, in the world, and what we think creates our feelings. Feelings are created by thoughts, not the bank balance, not 24 hours in our day, not the number on the scale this morning. It always circles back to what we think about these things. And my friend, feelings are everything here, everything, because these are what drive us to be that verb in our life, to act. And action, right? Action. We know action is the verb. Action is where we're dynamic, right? Because when you think about circumstances, thoughts, feelings, these all surface at the level of the mind. Well, circumstances are like, you know, they're out there, but thoughts and feelings, these begin at the level of the mind and then they go into the body, right? Feelings make us feel and they vibrate into our body. But then actions is how we are dynamic, meaning we are then doing something, right? It's like the tattoo. Like, it's so funny. I always say this about Facebook. Be careful what you put on Facebook, my friends. It's like a tattoo. You can't get rid of it. It will not go away. Facebook has a record. So what you put out there, be intentional. You want to try to be intentional. We aren't always. We aren't always. And so sometimes, a lot of the times actually, it's not how we act physically or what we say physically, like to people, or sometimes it's, a lot of the times, it's in our brain and how we show up inside of our brain and the things that we do and the way we torment ourselves. I have to tell you, I just did this last night to myself and I was a prisoner inside of my own brain because I started having these thoughts that caused me to feel paranoid about something. And then I started feeling like, you know, well, paranoid was the feeling and anxious. And then I started to like ruminate and had these looping feelings or these, I'm sorry, looping thoughts in my brain, like worry. Worry is an action. Worry is something that stops us in our tracks because we don't move. And when I was doing this, like I realized I was like getting sloppy in my life. Like I was, like when I mean sloppy, perfect example was I was trying to cook dinner for my family. And I was like emailing and trying to fix a thing and doing this, whatever. And I was cooking at the same time. And this is where multitasking, my friends, never works. Never works. Backfires every time, at least for me. And the simplest manifestation of this was mushy broccoli. I overshot the broccoli that I was steaming for my family. And my husband hates mushy broccoli. And I hate mushy broccoli too. So the broccoli was not al dente. Okay. And the reason why was because I was sloppy and I was overwhelmed and it caused me to ruin the broccoli. I know that sounds funny, right? But it's like so simple, the simplest of examples. And so this, by knowing thought work and knowing how to coach myself, it was almost like watching my own movie. It was crazy. It's like the broccoli. That was the result. I ruined the broccoli. My husband was not happy. My family was eating mushy broccoli, but they just ate it. They were like, okay, thank you. So remember what I said at the beginning of the of this episode, right? I want you to see how understanding this part of the puzzle means feelings don't just happen, right? Things just don't happen. You actually have a choice, right? You get to drive the bus of your emotions, right? You get to drive the bus of how you act and how you show up in the world. And it's through this... That's okay. I'll just cut this out.
You have to cut it out. You can leave it in.
Hot mic. Test.
Maybe I will keep that in. Yes, that was the crazy husband. Bye, husband. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Like a little slice of a day in a life, right? Fun. We don't need to be polished. That's why, seriously, like I'm like all about baking your own cake, you guys. You know, going by the beat of your own drum. I had someone reach out to me, a fellow coach. Like, you know, I've been teaching coaches how to podcast. And because it's something that I love to do, I've been doing it since 2014, just a little side note. And someone just said, like, how do you structure, you know, an episode and how do you start and how do you do this and how long is the intro? I'm like, you get to make it as long as you want. Your intro can be like a minute. I think mine is almost a minute, the one I have now. And I might change that next month. And the reason why I wanted it to be as long as it is right now is because every time you listen to this episode, the first time you click play, I want you to feel totally excited and totally remind, like, I want to give you a reminder that you are amazing, my friend. Okay. Okay. So, going back to what I was just saying. So, you know, things just don't happen, right? So this part of the puzzle shows you that feelings don't just happen. You have a choice. You get to drive that bus of your emotions. And through this method of gaining awareness, you're opening the door to wisdom. Your wisdom, wisdom. We hear that word thrown around. Wisdom, someone's wisdom, getting someone's wisdom. No, you can't. Wisdom is something you can only get from yourself. You can get knowledge, you know, or, you know, tips from people. Wisdom is beyond knowledge. Wisdom And this is something they say in like Eastern thought, in Buddhism, right? Like wisdom is not book smart. Wisdom is not knowledge. Wisdom is something that sort of blossoms from inside of you and your own experience. That's what wisdom is. And thought work is something that can help you gain this wisdom. And this is the only way to begin to peel down the layers of your emotion, of your awareness, right? And why you feel the way you feel, the way, you know, you do what you do. This is the way to transcend your struggle, okay, with them. Transcend, overcome, truly to diffuse them. You're going to feel those emotions that you don't like, but you will be able to make them feel less scary and less overwhelming, because you only make them overwhelming because we love to do this with our own thoughts. I do it every time. I just did it last night. And I laugh at myself after. I'm like, oh my gosh, really? Come on, Kara. I thought you evolved from cavewoman. Okay, so last week, I left you with a little assignment. I asked you to visualize something that you really want and ask yourself why and how you would feel if you were able to achieve this. So if you did this exercise, you would notice that what you want, it isn't actually the thing, right? So I use the example of someone wanting a $100,000 business. It's not the business of $100,000. Yeah, the money. I want the money because I think it's going to make me feel secure, or I think it's going to make me feel like I'm amazing, or I've arrived, or I'm an expert, or whatever it is. But really, that doesn't, being an expert isn't a feeling, but feeling secure. That's a good one right there. Feeling secure because you have money, right? But the money isn't going to make you feel secure. Actually, if you make $100,000, you might feel a little, you're still going to feel the way you feel, because you're going to be like, okay, now I have all this money and now I got to figure out how do I protect the money? Like that'll be the next thing you worry about, right? So truly, it's about how you think this thing, the money in this example, is how it's going to make you feel. But I want you to know that you can feel that way now, right? Maybe that money, it would make you feel content. That's something I thought for a long time, that if I finally make a certain amount of money in my business, I will feel content. I won't have to worry about money. You can feel content now, right? So let's say you've only made $10,000 in your business. If you are trying to grow a business and you have a, you know, it's a side gig right now or whatever, you know, and you, instead of saying, I've only made 10,000, I've only made this kind of money, and you might feel frustrated, you can shift that to saying, oh my gosh, look what I did. I made 10,000. I'm on my way to making 100,000 or whatever it is you want to make. See that shift? And so instead of feeling overwhelmed or frustrated, you'll be like empowered because you're on your way. You have to start somewhere, right? So a tiny shift is what's going to get you to your goal. So you need to, if you have a goal to reach a certain level of experience, of a result to manifest, it's about starting to feel that way now, to put yourself in those shoes of that awareness of that feeling and the awareness of that feeling right now. That's the goal. That's where I'm trying to get you to get into that person that is that person, is that person that feels that now. That's how we do it. We can't drive a bus to the result of, you know, being a successful business owner that makes $100,000 if you feel overwhelmed as on the regular. Yes, you're going to feel those feelings while you're on that, you know, while you're on that bus to getting there. But it's the awareness of it and how you can work your, like, okay, today, this is where I am. What is it that I need to do? I feel overwhelmed. I'm in this, you know, this yucky, mucky river of it right now, the river of emotion. What do I need to do? What's the next step? How can I work with this? And that's what this thought work tool will help you with. Okay. And it's so exciting. I think it's so exciting because when you start using it, it's exciting because you'll see the magic. It is magical. Okay. So again, recapping. So it's this, you know, this, if you did this exercise, you'll notice that, and I want you to do this exercise. If you didn't, please do it, because this whole process is going to work for you if you do. Because you're going to notice that it's what you want isn't the thing. It's how the thing makes you feel. And as humans, that is our goal at the end of the day. It's the feelings. It's what we think we're going to feel when we get there. Feelings are actually everything because they drive the bus every day in our life. They trigger us to show up in the world or not show up. So let's go back through the example that I used in the last episode. Okay, so the circumstance is, the fact in the world is, the 24 hours in a day. Our thought might be, I never get things done and I can't manage my time. So one sentence that you have, one is a thought, right? I never get things done and I can't manage my time. Your feeling might be overwhelm. Maybe it's frustrated, but let's go with one feeling. In that line of that feeling line, I want you to pick one feeling because we're going to look at something called a thought model. Okay. We're going to talk about that next time. So, overwhelm. And then we have our actions that come forth from this feeling of overwhelm, right? And something interesting happens here. If you have overwhelm, which is an indulgent emotion, so in a future episode, I'll talk about the indulgent emotions of overwhelm, doubt, you know, self-doubt, worry. Something interesting happens because this emotion of overwhelm is something that, because it's indulgent, because it's something that we go, it's like a default emotion. I was just in it last night. It causes us to stop growing. We cannot grow from overwhelm. There are other emotions that we can grow from. There are other, or I should say, uncomfortable emotions that we can use for growth, but overwhelm is not one of them. And so something interesting happens because we sabotage ourselves by doing the opposite of what we actually want in the world, right? So what we do is we'll avoid doing work or doing a thing that will get us to the result we really actually want. So we'll do something that feels good instead. Like maybe it's something as simple as going to have a cup of tea with honey. Maybe it means going to have something to eat, going into the cupboards. Where's the chips? Give me the chips. Give me the cookie. Give me the dark chocolate. That's mine. Dark chocolate is my pleasure. And coffee. Eat. Watch Netflix. You know, maybe knit. Knitting can be an indulgent action too, by the way. If you guys are knitters like me, using our craft to escape. It can be a form of escape, right? Maybe buy another e-course and we just go down a rabbit hole deeper and deeper and deeper, seeking feel good feels, feeling the feels that feel good. Thinking this is productive, especially if we're doing an e-course or knitting or crafting or doing something like that. We might think it's productive, but if we get to ask ourselves a question at this point, am I doing this thing to avoid something? And then you have your answer. And usually it's a pretty clear answer. So this feeling of overwhelm, it could keep you from taking action on what you really want, because the only thing you're avoiding is a negative feeling. Think about that. And I said this last time, at the end of the last episode, because I really wanted you to see that it is about avoiding a negative feeling, right? So if we have overwhelm, We just don't want to feel it. It's like literally like we want to press the button to stop. I want the easy button now. That is truly what overwhelm makes us do. It is so strong. That's why, and again, in a future episode, I'm going to dive into overwhelm, doubt, confusion, worry. And these are the kind of feelings that are so common in our human experience. They're so basic. They keep us stuck, right? And there is hope, my friends. So I will talk about that, okay? But knowing this, all this stuff, all these basics, you will be able to have the tools to work through these when they arise, okay? And so what happens with this feeling of overwhelm? We change the circumstance. We try. Like, we change the circumstance. So we can change our circumstance, okay? So actually what that means, so let's just say in this example, and this might not be the best example because I used the 24 hours in a day. But we might have, I'm going to just talk about another less generic example, okay? So we might be trying to create maybe we have an e-course and we're trying to promote it, or we're trying to post on social media. There it is. Like, we're just trying to get out there. Posting. I posted every day this week. Posting every day this week. That is your fact in the world, the circumstance that you created, okay? And you might be thinking, nobody, like your thought is, it's crickets. Nobody showed up. Like, nobody interacted. Nobody cared. It's crickets. That's your thought. And then your feeling is frustrated. And so what happens is, in our, when we go down the line here, your action here, the way you show up, the verb is, you act from this thought, no one showed up, right? And so you get to work doing all the things, spinning your wheels, changing like what you're doing, like maybe I'll try this, maybe I'll try that. And you try to go about, you know, doing these things that cause you to continue to feel frustrated, right? And so what happens is we might go back to that original circumstance and we want to change it. So instead of posting on Instagram, wait, let me go live. That's going to be the magic bullet. Let me go live on Facebook, right? But your thought, things are crickets. You still have that thought in the back of your brain. So you're setting yourself up to get ready to see crickets again, right? Or maybe a similar iteration of that, but like a limiting thought, a scarcity thought, right? Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense. So I just wanted to dive into this a little bit more to show you how we can try to actually change the facts, the circumstance. All right. So I'll talk about this more so you can understand, and maybe just kind of press, like, you know, press that little button that takes you back 30 seconds to listen to this again. Right. So we try to fix that and change that instead of the scarcity thought that drove the feeling of frustration that caused us to act in a very self-limiting way. Right. And then we believe if we could just change the circumstance, we would feel better. But really, we just want to resist. We resist the negative circumstances because we think that these are what cause our problems. So we believe if we could just change that circumstance, we're going to feel better. That we can resist that negative feeling, right? So resisting instead of processing the emotion. Like, just going through it. So, you know, here I am. Again, that'll be another episode, how to actually process emotion. And by processing, That means we allow. We allow. And we see that they're not that scary. Okay? But again, once you discover that it's all up to your thoughts, and you can see that you're, what you're feeling is because of what you're thinking, then you get to drive that bus to where you want to go. So you don't have to go off the cliff, right? Which is, like I said, I just did that last night. It's amazing how the human brain, the crazy human brain, but remember, you're normal. You're totally, if you feel this way, congratulations, you're fine. We just need a system for working through these things, because you can create this awareness for yourself. And this is what you're learning here. This is what it's all about. So next week, I'm going to show you how to truly manifest what you want. This is exciting. This fifth step in the process, okay? So I'm going to show you this final piece. We're going to put it all together. And then we're going to learn how to create an intentional thought. You know, I'm going to talk about something called a thought model and how to create an intentional thought for yourself. This is when this self-coaching really comes together. So this final piece is results, how to manifest what you want and learn how to start. We start with the result line, the results, right? This, what we want in the world. And then we work backwards to backwards in this, in this thought work puzzle, so that we can show up as the person who gets the results that they want. So exciting, my friends. Okay, so that's all I have for you this week. But don't forget to save your spot for my upcoming challenge that's happening this January. Let's get to work on unfurling your colorful peacock feathers in 2021. So sign up for this free challenge now and join me in the Craft Your Confidence Collective, a free Facebook community for dreamers and doers just like you. So go to caragotwarner.com/challenge to sign up for this 3-day challenge. And you'll also get an invite to my free Facebook community. Okay, my friends, until next time, see ya. Have a good one.